这是在我心里心上面的最近在想的一件事情。
But this morning, I'm just going to get right to this other thing that has really been upon my heart.
但今天早上我要马上跳到另外一件事，持续的在我心里面的。
Something that I know, is an area that God wants to move in our church.
在我自己身体里面，好像有神告诉我，他想要运动，在教会里面运动一些什么事情。
And it's something that when we read, as I read in God's word, it's clearly there.
当我读神的话语的时候，这件事情也是在里面的。
And I just want to make sure that we are hearing this together as a church.
我只想确定我们是以整个教会的方式来听到。
And whenever we hear from God's word as a church, we must move in that direction.
每当我们以教会的方式听到神的话语的时候，我们就应该往那个方向前进。
And one of these things that I see is found in the book of Acts.
其中一个事情是在《使徒行传》里面所找到的。
And what we see in Acts, one of the main things that we see,
在《使徒行传》里面我们主要看到的事情是
is that there's this action-packed movement of the gospel going out.
就是在这里面我们看到很多丰富的这个福音从教会里面出去。
You see this movement of the gospel going out from the church.
我们看到这个福音从教会出去的这个运动。
In fact, if you remember Jesus' last words to the church before he returned to the Father.
事实上，如果你记得耶稣对他的教会所讲的最在回天家之前所讲的最后几句话。
Right, remember this was in Acts 1.
这是在使徒行传第一章。
He said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you in power.
他说圣灵会降到你身上赋给你力量。
And you will be my witnesses.
你会成为我的见证。
Beginning in Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷。
Okay, so the gospel needs to go out beginning in Jerusalem.
所以福音是要从耶路撒冷开始散播。
And it should keep going out.
它要继续的散播。
This is Jesus' last words.
这是耶稣最后的几句话。
To Samaria and to Judea and to the ends of the earth.
去到撒玛利亚，去到犹大，去到世界的天涯海角。
And as Jesus was giving the disciples this picture of life as a church,
当耶稣在给他的门徒这个教会的这个画面的时候，
He also warned them that we will face adversity.
他也提醒了我们，我们会遇到挫折。
It's going to be a life with hardship.
这样子的生命是会有很多挫折还有困难的。
And what happened is that they did face adversity.
那事实上是这些门徒们的确有遇到很多困难。
So as soon as Jesus returned to his father,
所以当耶稣回到父神旁时，
the church faced adversity.
教会就遇到许多困难。
But I want you to realize that because of the difficulty that they faced,
但我想要让你知道，因为他们所遇到的困难，
the movement of the gospel actually began as a result of that.
福音的传播就是因为这些遇到这些困难所开始的。
In fact, it wasThe greater adversity that the early church faced,
这些早期的教会当他们遇到越多困难时，
you saw a greater increase of the movement of the gospel going out.
你就看得到越多的福音从教会传播出去。
So I'm going to say that again.
我要再说一次。
The greater the adversity that the early church faced,
早期的教会遇到的越多挫折
the greater the increase of the spreading of the gospel going out.
越多的福音就散播了出去。
You get that?
你懂吗？
It reminds me of something that I was praying about early on in this pandemic.
它提醒了我在这个病情期刚开始的时候所做的祷告。
That as we see the church throughout history,
当我们看到历史里面所有的教会时
whenever the church faced challenges or difficulties,
在历史里每当教会面临挑战和困难时
Those were the moments where God was shaking up his people for something greater.
那就是神要摇动他的子民为他的国度造就伟大事迹的时刻。
Right, remember we talked about that early on in the pandemic that even now perhaps the Lord is shaking up his church in the world withsome adversity in order to do something greater.
记得吗？在病情刚开始的时候，我们也谈过，就是我们的神利用这个机会来摇动他的教会，成就更伟大的事情。
So I want you to see this in Acts. Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 8 this morning.
所以请你跟我把圣经打开到使徒行传第八章。
Right, and we're just going to start reading here, and before we do that, let's just go to God and ask him to...Just speak to us through his word today.
所以在我们读他的话语之前，让我们先祷告。
Father, we come before you.
神啊，我们来到你面前。
And as the chairman said, Lord, we want to set this time aside.
就像我们主席所讲的，我们要把这个时间留出来。
Lord, we live in a world that is...So chaotic right now.
神啊，我们在现今的世界里是多么的混乱。
It is so obvious that this world is in darkness.
这个世界是很明确的在黑暗当中。
And so as your people gather together,
所以当你的子民聚在一起时，
And we enjoy our time together worshiping your great name.
我们很享受在一起敬拜你这神圣的名字。
Lord, we pray that your word would speak to us.
神啊，我们的祷告是希望你的话语能够与我们连结。
Because your spirit will reveal the truth to us.
因为你的灵会让我们看到真实。
And remind us that we are not to get too comfortable.
提醒我们不要太舒适。
But that we are called to be on mission for you.
但我们是因为你的宣召来为你做事情。
Show us that you might be shaking us up for a purpose.
请你让我们看到你摇动我们是有更大的原因。
For something greater in your kingdom purposes.
是为了你国度伟大的事情。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 8, verse 1.
在使徒行传第八章第一节。
The first sentence talks about Saul, who was persecuting the church.
在第一节他讲到
扫罗、yeah.
扫罗、
mm-hmm. And right here it says And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem And they were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria except the apostles.
从这日起耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫除了使徒以外门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处
So it says that the church began to face what?
所以这边说教会开始遇到什么事情呢
A persecution?
一个逼迫
No, it says a great persecution.
一个很大的逼迫才对。
This was an unprecedented time.
这是前有未所前前所未有的时间。
The church was no longer able to meet like they used to.
教会已经没有办法像之前的聚集。
The government was persecuting them.
这个政府呢正在迫害他们。
And we see that it says all the believers were scattered.
这边我们看得到所有的信徒都分散了。
All the believers except the apostles.
除了门徒以外的所有信徒都分散了。
Right? So for their safety, all the believers, all except their leaders, were scattered.
所以除了这些领袖以外，所有人都分散了。
So they were scattered out from Jerusalem.
他们是从耶路撒冷开始分散的。
Out into the regions of Judea and Samaria.
分散到犹大还有撒玛利亚的区域里。
Look at this.
看看这个。
The church was being shaken up.
教会这时正在被摇动着。
And they all had to leave.
他们所有人都需要离开。
They were no longer able to meet together the way they used to meet together.
他们不再能像以前那个样子聚集。
And yet look at the amazing work that begins to happen.
但我们在这边也看看这个正在开始的奇妙的工。
Okay, look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
Now those who were scattered went about to do what? Preaching the word, preaching the gospel.
第四节说，那些分散的人往各处去做了什么？他们去传道去了。
And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them Christ.
腓力下撒玛利亚城去传讲基督。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是很美妙的呢？
As they were being scattered.
当他们疏散的时候。
After they've been scattered.
他们疏散以后。
After they were shaken up.
当他们被动摇以后
，They were sharing the gospel.
他们在做的事情是分享福音。
Remember, Jesus said.
记得耶稣说过
，In Acts chapter 1,
在使徒行传第一章
，His last words to the church.
他对教会最后所说的
，When I leave,
当我离开时
，You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
你会从圣灵的降临得到力量。
And he says to the church,
他对教会所说，
You will be my witnesses.
你会成为我的见证。
In Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷，
And then out into Judea and Samaria,
去犹大与撒玛利亚，
And to the ends of the earth.
然后到天涯海角。
And so how did Jesus bring that about?
那耶稣是怎么样让这个事情发生的呢？
He allowed his church to be shaken up.
他允许了他的教会被动摇。
Shaken up for something great.
为了成就更伟大的事情而被动摇。
To bring his gospel to the world.
把他的福音带给这整个世界。
You see, this brother Philip, the one we see in verse 5,
在第五节里面所讲到的腓力。
Philip was just a brother in the church who served tables in the church.
腓力只是一个在教会里面的弟兄，做着卑微的服事。
He served tables in his church.
他做的是卑微的服事。
He was not one of the pastors of the church.
他不是一个牧师。
He was not an elder.
他也不是一个长老。
He was an ordinary brother in the church.
他只是一个很平凡的弟兄。
An ordinary brother who loved Jesus.
一个非常爱耶稣的平凡弟兄。
And he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他本身是充满着圣灵的。
And he had a simple ministry in the church.
然后他在教会里的服事是非常简单的。
So when the church was being shaken up,
所以当教会开始被摇动的时候
he knew that God was up to something.
他知道神有他的一个想法。
He remembered that Jesus gave the church this mission.
他记得耶稣给了他的教会这个使命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I think the church is being shaken up today.
我认为教会今天就在被动摇当中。
But do we remember that Jesus has given to us a mission?
但我们记得耶稣给了我们这个使命吗？
Today I want to spend more time looking at this brother Philip.
今天我想要多花一点时间来看一看这个弟兄。
Because there's a lot in Philip's story that we can learn about sharing the gospel and this mission that God wants us to be a part of.
因为从腓力的故事里面我们可以学到神怎么样让我们来分享他的福音。
So let's go to verse 26.
所以我们看一下第二十六节。
And we're going to read verse 26 and then a little bit of 27.
我们读整个二十六节，还有一点点二十七节。
Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place."
有主的一个使者对腓力说起来向南走往那从耶路撒冷下加萨的路上去那路是旷野
And he rose and went
腓力就起身去了
Here is a very ordinary brother
我们这里有的是一个非常平凡的弟兄
And yet in Acts chapter 6
但在《使徒行传》第六章里
We learn that this ordinary brother was a man full of the Holy Spirit.
我们认识到这个平凡的弟兄心里其实是充满着圣灵的。
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
充满圣灵是什么意思呢?
It means that someone allows himself to beCompletely under the influence of the Spirit.
他的意思是，这个人能够完完全全的让圣灵来带领他。
In America,
在美国
if you are driving a car and you have been drinking alcohol,
如果你边开车边喝酒
And you are, well, maybe not bien, but right, like you're not drinking in the car. Maybe you are, but if you're under the influence of alcohol and you're driving,
如果你开车前你身体里面是有酒精的
and because of the influence of alcohol, you will be swerving a little bit.
因为酒精的影响，你开车应该会晃来晃去。
Okay, some brothers nodding here. I hope not that he knows that, right? But you will be pulled over by the police.
警察会把你拦下来。
And you will be ticketed, or maybe even put into prison.
他会给你一张罚单，或者带你进监牢。
And it's called, you are what? You have been driving under the influence. That's a DUI.
这叫做什么？就是你受了酒精的影响在开车。
The Bible says, do not be drunk with alcohol.
圣经里面说的是不要醉酒。
But be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但让圣灵充满。
To be filled with the Spirit.
让圣灵而充满。
Means To not be under the influence of alcohol or anything else in your life.
让圣灵充满的意思是不要受到酒精或者别的生命中里面的事情影响。
But being filled with the Spirit means that I am under the full and complete influence of the Holy Spirit in me.
充满圣灵的意思是我完完全全是受着圣灵的带领。
This ordinary brother in the church,
这个平凡的弟兄
was a brother who was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他是圣灵充满的一个弟兄。
He was not under the influence of other things.
他没有被任何别的东西所影响。
He was completely under the influence.
他完完全全是受圣灵的影响。
Of the Spirit, right. And he was faithful, not flashy, in his humble service at church.
他在他教会里卑微的服侍是非常的带着信心在做的。
Yeah, 很how do you say faithful? 很忠心、right?
很忠心的在做、yeah. 并不华丽。
Right. We want to be like this guy.
我们都想要成为这个人。
Ever since I read about this guy, I want to be like this guy.
当我读到关于他的事情的时候，我就想要变得跟他一样。
I want to be humble in my ministry to people, and I want to be a man who's filled with the Spirit.
我想要在我的服事上面也谦卑，也是做一个充满圣灵的人。
So are you a person fully under the influence, the control of the Holy Spirit?
你是一个完完全全受圣灵所影响，让他带领的人吗？
Are you a person who is considered full of the Spirit?
你本身是否算是一个充满圣灵的人？
God sends this message to him.
神给了腓力一个信息。
He says, rise and go towards the south to Gaza. This is a desert place.
他对腓力说，起来向南走，往那从耶路撒冷下加沙的路上去。
So I want you to see something here.
就这里我希望你能看到。
God is initiating a work in Philip's life.
神在这里在腓力生命里在开展一个工作。
God is initiating a work in his life.
神在他的生命里在开展一份工作。
God is nudging Philip to go outside of his comfort zone.
神在摇醒这位弟兄腓力，让他走出他的舒适圈。
You see, even ordinary men sometimes can live and fall into a comfort zone.
你看，就是一个平凡的人很容易就可以陷入他自己的舒适圈。
And oftentimes when God is initiating a work in someone's life, he will nudge someone to go outside of your comfort zone.
那每当神在一个人的生命里展开开展工作的时候，他就会把你摇醒，让你走出你的舒适圈。
Notice though that God doesn't even tell Philip what he's supposed to do.
在这里呢，神其实连告诉腓力该做什么都没有。
God just initiates a work in his life.
神只是简单的在他生命里开展了一个工作。
But he specifically says,
但他特别说了，
rise and go south.
起身然后向南去。
He specifically says the word rise.
他特别说的字就是起身。
That caught me.
这个警觉到我了。
God could have just said, go south.
神可以只说向南去吧。
God could have said, just walk south.
神可以说你就往南走。
No, God said, rise and go south.
但神说的是起身然后向南去。
God specifically used the word rise and then go south.
他特别用的字是你起身起来往南走。
And then what's really cool is that it simply says Philip rose and went south.
然后很酷的地方就是说这边讲到 腓力就直接站了起来，向南走了。
God initiated a work in his life.
神在他的生命中开展了一份工作。
God didn't specifically tell him what he was going to do there.
神没有很详细的跟他解释他在那边
做什么。But God initiated this work.
但神开展了这个工作。
He said, "Rise up."
神说，起身吧。
And Philip was willing to rise up.
他说起身，腓力就起身了。
Not even knowing what God had for him.
在完全不知道神为他的计划是什么时，他就起身了。
I think this is an important part of our faith, don't you?
我认为这在我们的信心上是很重要的一部分。
I think a lot of times God is initiating a work in our life.
因为很多时候神在我们的生命里在开展一个工作的时候。
And God is calling us to rise up.
神在呼召我们起身吧。
Rise up and go.
起身然后就去吧。
Rise up and get out of this comfort zone.
起身就离开我们的舒适圈吧。
Rise up and go and reach out to someone today.
起身然后与某个人今天联系吧。
Rise up and use the gift that God has given to you to minister to someone.
起身然后用神所赐给你的礼物来
这个恩赐来服侍
来服侍某个人。
Rise up and step out in faith.
起身吧然后踏出那有信心的一步。
God says, I won't tell you exactly what is going to happen.
神说，我不会全部告诉你什么事会发生。
But I want you to rise up.
但我希望你能起身。
I want to initiate this work in your life.
我要在你的生命当中开展这个工作。
But I want you to respond.
但我需要你的回应。
You see that?
你看到了吗?
That's a very important part of our faith journey.
这是在我们信心当中很重要的一部分。
A lot of times God will initiate a work in our life.
很多时候神会在生命中,在我们生命中开展一个工作。
But you got to respond.
但你需要回应。
If God calls you to rise up,
如果神要求你起身,
are you going to rise up?
你是否会直接起身?
That's an important part of faith.
这是信心很重要的一部分。
Verse 27,
第二十七节。
It says, verse 27 says, and he rose up and he went.
腓力就起身去了。
And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge. He was in charge of all of her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem.To worship.
腓力就起身去了，不料有一个埃提阿伯人，是个有大权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
And he was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah.
现在回来，在车上坐着，念先知以赛亚的书。
Look at this. Verse 29.
看第二十九节。
And the Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot.
圣灵对腓力说你去接近那车走。
So Philip rises up.
所以腓力站了起来。
He takes this step of faith.
他踏出人的信心的一步。
Not knowing what God wants him to do.
完全不知道神要他做什么。
But he gets out of his comfort zone.
但他走出了他的舒适圈。
He doesn't know what God wants him to do yet.
完全不知道神现在要他做什么。
And look at this.
然后看看这里。
In verse 29.
在第二十九节。
The Holy Spirit leads him to the next step he's supposed to take.
圣灵将他带领到他应该采取的下一步。
I mean, isn't that cool?
这是不是很酷呢？
是不是很酷呢？ I mean, this is really cool.
这超酷的。
This is what?
这是什么？
This is what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵所做的。
Whenever you are willing to rise up,
任何时候当你愿意起身
Because you know God is initiating a work in your life.
因为你知道神在你生命当中在开启一个工作
And you take a step of faith.
然后你踩出那信心的一步
And you get out of your comfort zone.
然后你踩出你的舒适圈
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉你
You never need to worry.
你什么都不用担心
You can trust God.
你可以相信神
Because whenever you step out of your comfort zone to rise up,
因为当你踩出你的舒适圈
and you don't know what God has planned for you,
而你不知道神为你的安排是什么
the Holy Spirit is going to lead your next step.
圣灵会带着你的下一步
All right, isn't that cool?
是不是很酷呢
Steve says it's cool.
Cool.
Cool. So the Spirit said to Philip, go and join this chariot.
所以圣灵对腓力说你去接近那车走。
Now again, God doesn't tell him what to do. He just says, go and join this chariot.
那在这里也是一样，神没有告诉他该怎么做，只是叫他接近那个车。
But sitting in this chariot,
但坐在这车里面的。
Verse 27 and 28 tells us,
在第27到28节告诉我们。
Let's go ahead and look at these verses. It says that, this was an Ethiopian.
他说这里面是有一个埃提阿伯人。
So we need to know something about who is an Ethiopian.
所以我们要知道埃提阿伯人是什么样的人。
Because this man probably wasn't who Philip was expecting to find.
因为这个埃提阿伯人可能不是腓力认为他会遇到的一个人。
Ethiopia is a country in Egypt. Africa.
埃提阿伯是一个在非洲的一个国度。
In those days, it was a very large kingdom.
在那个时间时候，这个国度是非常大的。
Ethiopia was all of Africa south of Egypt.
埃提阿伯是在埃及南部的整个非洲。
So this man was a man who was not the same race, same color of skin as Philip.
所以坐在里面的这个人跟腓力是不同种族，有着不同肤色的人。
This was an African man.
这是一个非洲人。
Probably not someone that Philip would have naturally approached.
这个非洲人可能不是腓力自然而然会去接近的一个人。
And this wasn't just any African man.
这也不是一个，也不是一个普通的非洲人。
He was a eunuch.
他是个太监。
He was a court official of the queen of all the Ethiopians.
他是在埃提阿伯女王手下的一个太监。
Let's not miss the fact that he was sitting in a chariot already would have told Philip something about his status.
当我们知道这个太监是坐在一个车里面的时候，这已经告诉了我们他有的地位。
This was a man who was in charge of all of the queen's treasury.
这个人是掌控皇后拥有的所有宝藏的人。
He's kind of like a CFO for the queen.
他对皇后来说就像是一个首席财务官。
Right, it's a CFO, right? I think Chinese people know CFO, right?This guy is C-suite.
他是一个首席的这个称呼的一个人。
Yeah, he's high up there. Let's just put it that way.
他其实地位蛮高的。
And if he's a man who's in a chariot, the type of chariots of those days.
他如果是坐在那个时候的车里面的话。
Notice Jesus never rode in a chariot. Okay?
你要知道耶稣从来没有坐在车里面过。
The disciples were never in a chariot.
门徒也从来没有坐过车过。
They were poor.
他们是贫穷的。
The people riding in chariots were the ballers of the day. They were the wealthy rich guys.
能够坐在车里面的人在那时一定都是非常富有的。
So this is a type of person by race Philip would not even probably naturally approach.
所以这个人因为他的种族，他绝对不是腓力平常会去接近的一个人。
And judging by his wealth status, Philip would probably not approach him either.
看到这个太监拥有的财富，腓力也是不会去接近他的。
This is the type of person you look at from a distance.
这是一个你从远方去观望的一个人。
And you think, yeah, I probably won't go talk with that guy.
你可能就会想说，我可能不会主动跟他去讲话。
Has this ever happened to you before?
这有发生在你身上过吗？
When you see someone who is totally different from you.
当我们看到一个与自己完全不同的人，
They're in a different status of life from you.
他们在人生的地位跟你是完全不同的。
They look different from you.
他们外观看起来也不一样。
They might not even speak the same language as you.
跟你讲的语言也是不同的。
Obviously, a different culture than you.
有一个不同的文化背景。
And you look at them from a distance.
你从远方观望他们。
And you say, I'm not supposed to approach that person.
你就对自己说，我不应该去跟这个人接近。
You might even think,
你可能会想，
based on what I think of that person,
我是这个样子去想那个人的。
I don't think that person would be interested in Jesus.
我不觉得那个人对耶稣会有所兴趣。
Just because we think a certain way about a person from a distance.
就因为我们从远处去想这个人是什么样子。
We think that person would not be interested in Jesus.
我们觉得他对耶稣是不会感兴趣的。
But the Bible tells us something about this person that Philip did not know.
但圣经告诉我们了关于这个太监的事情是腓力不知道的。
The Bible tells us an insight that Philip did not know.
圣经告诉我们这个小秘密是腓力不知道的。
At the end of verse 27, or in verse 27,
在27节里面，
it says that this man had come to Jerusalem to worship.
27节里面讲的是这个人他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
So here's a man who has traveled hundreds of miles from Africa to come to Jerusalem.
所以这个人从非洲行走了大概几百个英里来到耶路撒冷。
He's come to seek God, to worship God.
他来这里是寻求神并且敬拜神的。
And Philip doesn't know this.
但腓力却不知道。
And it also says that this man is a eunuch.
这边也说到这个人是一个太监。
That means that his male organs were removed.
这个意思就是说他并没有男人有的器官。
This was a practice in the world at that time.
在那个时候的世界里面，这是非常普遍的。
Especially for men who would be serving a royal queen.
特别当你是一个男人，然后要来服侍一个王室里面的女王。
For obvious reasons, there
有很明确的原因，为什么要这样做
？Right?
是吗
？And if this was the case, right?
那如果事情是这样的话
，Although this man came to worship God.
即便这个人来是想要敬拜神
，The Jewish law of that time，
犹太人的法律在那时
，would prohibit this man as a eunuch to offer sacrifices to God，
会禁止这个太监来献上他的祭品。
In other words，
另一种说法
，This was a man who came hundreds of miles to worship God，
这是一个人。行走了几百英里来敬拜神。
But he had to keep his distance from the gathering of those who are offering sacrifices to God.
但他需要与那些献上祭品的人保持一个距离。
This was a man, and Philip didn't know this.
腓力不晓得这一点。
This was a man who came this far distance to seek God, to worship God.
这是一个走了很远的路来寻求神，来敬拜神的人。
But he's kept at a distance from really being with where he wanted to be with God.
但是这个人与他想要跟神有的距离 排得蛮远的。
Yeah, do you see that?
你看到了吗？
This is a guy who also has all the money in the world.
这也是一个人拥有世界上所有的财富。
He's achieved this high status in life.
他在生命当中有这个高尚的地位。
If you look at him from a distance,
如果你从远处观望他，
you would think
你会想
that he's completely satisfied in life.
他应该是非常满足的了。
But he's not.
但他不是。
In fact, he's empty.
他其实是有空虚的。
He's hungering for God.
他对神有一个饥渴。
He's come all this way to worship God.
他来了那么远来敬拜神。
But as a eunuch,
但如果你是个太监，
because of the law of the time,
因为那时的法律，
he had to be kept at a distance.At a distance from where he wanted to be with God.
他需要与他想要以跟神有的距离保持另外一个距离。
Do you catch this with me?
你有看到吗？
See, Philip doesn't even know this.
腓力根本不晓得这些事情。
But God knows this.
但神知道。
Philip does not know what is happening in the heart of this man.
腓力不知道这个男的心里面是在想什么。
But God knows.
但神知道。
And that's why I think God prompted, initiated a work in Philip's life.
我想这就是为什么神在腓力的生命中提醒了他，然后开展了这份工作。
I believe that God wants his people.
我想神是要他的子民
to reach those who we don't think would ever want Jesus.
神是想要他的子民去接触那些我们认为不会想要来认识耶稣的人。
We think a person would not be interested in Jesus.
我们会认为一个人对耶稣是没有兴趣的。
Because we don't know what's really going on in that person.
是因为我们完全不晓得那个人的内心在想什么。
But God knows.
但神知道。
And God will prompt his people to reach people like that.
神是会提醒他的子民去与这些人有所接触。
Let's look at verse 30.
我们来看第三十节。
So Philip ran to him. Okay, so he didn't just rise up, he ran to him.
所以腓力是跑到太监那边去，他不是只是起身，他是用跑的。Okay.
And he heard him now reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, Do you understand what you're reading?
腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书，便问他说，你所念的，你明白吗？
And he said, How can I, unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
他说，没有人指教我，怎能明白呢？于是请腓力上车，与他同坐。
Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this.
那这个太监那时候在读的是这个。
Like a sheep.He was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shears is silent, so he opens not his mouth.
他所念的那段经说，他像羊被牵到屠杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
In humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe this generation?For his life is taken away from the earth.
他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去。
And the eunuch said to Philip, About whom, I ask you, does this prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?
太监对腓力说，请问，先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己呢？是指着别人呢？
And then look at this.
然后看看这里。
And then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with the scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus.
腓力就开口从这经上起、
yes.
对他传讲耶稣。
This sister here says Amen. 这个姐妹在这里说 Amen. Because this Ethiopian,
因为这一个
非洲人 right?
这个埃提阿伯人，
对。Do you know why he put his faith in Jesus as his Savior?
你知道为什么他把他的信心放在耶稣的身上，让他作为他的救主呢？
How was he able to fill this hunger in his heart?
他要如何去把他心里面的这个饥渴去填满他呢？
Because someone was willing to rise up.
因为某人愿意起身。
That's the action verb we saw of Philip.
这不是只是一个动词形容他的举动。
Right? That is the action verb that we saw of Philip.
这就是我们看到形容腓力的动词。
He rose up.
他起了身。
God told him to go.
神叫他去吧。
And he ran.
他用跑的。
When he was asked the question,
当他被问到了这个问题
about this scripture,
关于这篇经文
it says Philip opened his mouth.
这里说腓力他张开了口
He had to talk.
他需要讲话
He had to say the gospel.
他需要分享这个好的消息
And as a result,
结果呢
This man was able to put his trust in Jesus.
这个人因为他而能够信耶稣。
Is that cool?
这是不是很酷呢？
Is this not amazing?
这是不是一个非常了不起的事情？
Sometimes,
有的时候
we think that before we share the gospel to others,
有的时候我们会想在我们分享福音，跟别人分享福音前
we need to be perfectly trained.
我们需要本身是训练有素。
Sometimes we think that before we share the gospel to others,
有的时候我们想在分享福音之前
we have to have all the right words.
我们要拥有所有对的言辞。
Sometimes we look at someone and we think there's no point in sharing with that person the gospel, that person will not be interested in Jesus.
有的时候我们看某人，我们会觉得，我们跟他一定是没有办法分享这个福音的，他对耶稣绝对不会感兴趣的。
Sometimes we look and think about someone and says, that person will be impossible to receive Jesus.
有时我们会看某个人，我们会认为这个人是不可能来认识耶稣的。
But I want you to notice,That there were two things going on here.
但这边有两件事情正在发生，我希望你能看到。
Okay, we're going to put them up on the board here. There's going to be two points I want you to see of what's happening here.
我们把这两点放在我们的投影上面。
Number one.
第一个。
It was the Spirit of God that had to prepare his heart and mind to receive the gospel of Jesus.
第一个是圣灵预备了他的心和意念来接受耶稣的福音。
Right. Do you see that in the text?
你在这字句里面看到了吗？
The Holy Spirit had to set up this person's heart in order to be softened to the gospel.
圣灵在这个人领到福音之前需要先软化这个人的心。
Before Philip,Even responded to God.
在腓力回应神之前
God was already doing a work in this man's life.
神已经在这个太监身上开工了。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
Before Philip even knew anything.
在腓力不知道任何事情的时候
God was already preparing the heart.Of this Ethiopian.
神已经在准备这个人的心了。
Number two.
第二点。
There had to be a willing Christian who was willing to rise up and bring the gospel.
第二点是在那个时间上必须有一个基督徒愿意起身而分享他的福音。
These are the two things that I see happening right here.
这是在这里发生的事情我看到的两件事情。
Before God even told Philip to rise up,
在神还没有告知腓力起身前
God was already doing a work in this man's life.
神已经在这个人的身上动工
了。Before Philip even opened his mouth to share the gospel,
在腓力还没有开口分享福音时
the Holy Spirit was doing the necessary work in this man's heart.
圣灵已经在这个人身上做需要的工作了。
But while the Holy Spirit was doing the work in this person's heart,
当圣灵正在这个人心里做工的时候
God had to call a child of God,to go and bring the gospel to him.
神需要呼召一个属神的儿女来把福音传给这个人。
Those are the two things that I see here.
这是在这里发生的两件事情。
So we have to remember this.
所以我们必须要记得
that number one, only the Holy Spirit himself can open the eyes of unbelief.
第一就是只有圣灵他本身才能张开不信者的双眼。
It's not your job or your ability to open the eyes of the blind.
让看不见的人能看到并不是你的工作。
It is not your job to give life to someone who is dead in sin.
把生命赐给一个已在他的灵魂已经死掉的人也不是你的工作。
Yes. Right. It's not about what you can do to give someone new life.
这不是关于你能做什么这个人才能拥有新的生命。
But it's also, so it's not about how well your words are, or how eloquent your words are.
这也不是关于你有多好的口才。
It's not how prepared you might feel.
也不是说你准备的有多充足。
How trained you might be.
不是说你是否真的训练有方。
It is the Holy Spirit that needs to do that miraculous work.
这个奇妙的事工是从圣灵而来的。
But it doesn't mean that you can't prepare either.
但这不代表说你自己不需要做一些准备。
I actually was very blessed this last Thursday night at prayer meeting.
在上个礼拜四的祷告会当中我受到了这个祝福。
We always try to give some time to share thanks and praise.
我们常常在祷告会当中给时间让每个人来赞美跟分享。
And there was a sister who shared thanksgiving.
然后有一个姐妹她分享了她的感谢。
She said, I thank God for my small group.
她对她的小组非常有感谢。
She said that her small group leader, gave each of the small group sisters some homework.
她说他们的小组长给了每一个姐妹一些功课。
And what is this homework?
这功课是什么呢?
You have toprepare your life testimony to share your life testimony in order to share the gospel in less than 5 minutes.
这个功课就是你要准备一个五分钟以内的一个见证，就像是分享福音一样。
You need to cover the elements of the gospel in your life.
你要用自己的生命来显现。福音。
How you came to a conviction of sin?
你是怎么来被定罪的?
How did you come to know Jesus?
你是怎么来认识耶稣的?
Who told you about Jesus?
是谁告诉你关于基督耶稣的呢?
And how did you miraculously come to have this new life and the transformation of your life?
你是怎么这样子奇迹般的在生命中有改变呢?
And this sister,
这位姐妹
She said that everyone in the small group had to share their testimony.
他说每个人在小组里面都要分享他们的见证。
And she says, I thank God for my small group.
他说我真的很感激神，因为我有这个小组。
Because we listen to one another's testimonies.
因为我们能够听到彼此的见证。
And she says, it was so moving.
他说这是非常感动的。
It was so moving to see the miracle of God bringing salvation into each sister's life.
他听到别人的生命中神的拯救是非常感动的。
And as I heard her sharing,
当我听到她的分享时候，
I want to remind all of you,
我想要提醒你们每个人，
Isn't it wonderful to hear the miracle of salvation in someone else's life?
能够听到别人亲身体验他们的生命被拯救，是不是很奇妙的一件事？
Because it really is a miracle.
因为真的是一个奇迹。
That someone who was dead to God is now alive to God.
这某人曾经对神是死亡的，现在却有了生命。
So we can only see thatGod Himself, the Spirit of God, is the only one who can perform that miracle.
所以我们能看到，只有神的灵能够做到这奇迹般的事迹。
But on the other hand,
但另一方面呢，
these sisters are recognizing,
这些姐妹们她们都有注意到，
someone's got to bring the good news.
她们某一个人必须要把这个好的消息传给别人。
God does the hard work.
神做的工作是比较累人的。
But we gotta rise up and go.
但我们需要起身然后就去。
God does a work in someone's life.
神在某个人的生命里做了他的工。
But someone has to bring the gospel.
但某一个人还是需要一个人把福音给带给他。
What does it say in Romans chapter 10?
在罗马书第十章说的什么呢？
Verse 14.
第十四节。
And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard?
然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢？未曾听见他怎能信他呢？
And how are they to hear without someone preaching?
没有传道的怎能听见呢？
And how are they to preach unless they are sent?
若没有奉差遣怎能传道呢？
And as it is written, how beautifulAre the feet of those who preach the good news.
如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
You see, I love how God calls us to be His co-workers in the gospel.
看，我真的充满喜悦，知道说，神呼召了我们来做他的工。分享他的福音。
God has to be the one who does the work in the heart.
神是那位需要在心里面动工的人。
But we have to be the ones to bring the good news.
但我们必须是那把福音带给他们的人。
So we can never pray, oh, I don't do anything.
所以我们不能祷告，然后什么都不做。
Right?We can't think in our minds, oh, what do I have to offer?
我们不能在心里面想，我有什么能够给他们的呢？
No, God has a lot for you to offer.
错了，其实神赐予了你许多可以给出的。
Let's just read the end of this great testimony.
我们来读这很好的见证的最后一小段。
Verse
36. 第三十六节。
And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What prevents me from getting baptized?
两人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说，看哪，那里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him.
于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监两人同下水里去，腓力就给他施洗了。
And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more.
从水里上来，主的灵把腓力提了去， 太监也不再见他了，就欢欢喜喜的走路。
Right. Yeah, he didn't die. Philip found himself somewhere else.
腓力并没有死去，他只是到了另外一个地方。
But look at what the end of verse 39 says.
让我们看第39节最后所讲的。
And it says, this man who came to know Jesus and was baptized, he went on his way rejoicing.
这个人、现在认识了耶稣，也受了洗，就欢欢喜喜的走去。
Wow, isn't that amazing?
哇，这是不是很美妙呢？
It says that he went away. His heart was empty, and now he's full of joy.
之前他的心是空荡的，但他现在是充满了欢喜。
This eunuch who was once in the darkness is now in the light.
这个太监原本是在黑暗当中，现在是在光的底下。
This eunuch appears to have everything anyone would want in the world.
这个太监拥有了这世界上很多别人都想要有的东西。
But he was blind.
但他是蒙蔽的。
And now he can see.
而他现在却看得到了。
Because someone was willing to be a blessing to him.
这是因为某个人愿意为他祝福。
Someone was willing to respond to God's leading.
这是因为某人愿意、被神给带领。
To show this eunuch the love of Christ and the love of God.
来让这个太监看得到耶稣的爱。
That God's love was for him.
还有神的爱也是属于他的。
And this life of this eunuch was forever changed.
那这个太监的生命在这之后就永远的改变了。
When you read in chapter 8 of the gospel going out,
当你读第八章关于福音开始传出的时候
，You see that every city where the gospel was preached，
你看得到每一个城市有福音的时候
，You see that where people come to know Jesus，
你看到人们开始来认识耶稣
，They were full of joy，
他们每个人都是欢欢喜喜的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
do you remember when you first found Jesus?
你还记得你第一次寻找到耶稣的时候吗？
Do you remember the joy when you were first baptized?
你记得你那时候刚受洗的欢喜吗？
I was thinking this week,
我这礼拜正在想
I don't even know how my grandmother'sAnd grandfathers came to know Jesus.
我都不知道我的爷爷奶奶怎么认识耶稣的。
Okay, this sister does. I don't know.
我真的不知道。
I don't know how my 阿嬷阿公 came to know Jesus.
我不知道我阿嬷阿公怎么认识耶稣的。
But because they came to know Jesus.
但因为他们来认识了耶稣。
Because they have Jesus.
因为他们有耶稣
，Both of my parents were able to know Jesus.
我自己的父母也能够认识耶稣
，Because my parents have Jesus.
因为我的父母有耶稣
，I came to know Jesus.
我才能认识耶稣
，And I could help others come to know Jesus.
我也可以帮助别人来认识耶稣。
I wonder.
我在想
，Who was the willing person?
是谁？那个有意愿的人是谁
？Who was willing to bring?The name of Jesus to my grandparents.
有这个意愿把耶稣的名带给我的阿公阿嬷。
And I wondered, what if they didn't?
我也在想，如果他们那时没有呢
？What if that day they said, "I don't want to get out of my comfort zone, God"?
如果那天那个有意愿的人刚好的感受是我不要踏出我的舒适圈
？What if someone looked at my grandmother?
如果有人看到了我的阿嬷
，and says I don't think that she would have any interest in Jesus.
然后想的是，我觉得她对耶稣不会感兴趣。
I want to see that person one day.
我想要有一天能够遇见这个人。
I want to And I'll see them probably somewhere else.
我可能某一天还是会见到他们。
I want to shake their hand.
我想要与他们握手。
Give them a high five.
给他们一个击掌。
Give them some knuckles.
给他们一个拳头碰撞。
Yeah, and, I want to say thank you for bringing Jesus into our family.
我想要对他说谢谢你把耶稣带到我们家庭里来。
God did the work of the heart.
神是在心里面做工的那位神。
But I thank you for being the one to bring the message of Jesus out.
但我感谢你是你把耶稣的信息福音带给了我们。
We are in a time.
我们在一个时间里。
Where you can almost sense the darkness in the world.
我们现在在的时间里你可以很明确地感受到这个世界是黑暗的。
We are in a time.
我们在这个时间
where you can visibly see that people around us are suffering.
可以看得到我们的周遭的人是在受苦的。
This world needs light.
这个世界需要光。
This world is full of people who are empty.
这个世界充满了空虚的人。
They are so hungry.
他们非常饥饿。
To hear the gospel.
要来听到福音。
But there are too many people in the church not bringing it out.
但在教会里有太多的人并没有把福音给传输出去。
I believe that God has been shaking the church.
我相信神有在动摇他的教会。
So that we would see a gospel movement out from the church that we've never seen before.
所以我们能看到这个福音的传动从教会里而出。
Brother and sister, would you be the light?
弟兄姐妹们，你们能够做这个光吗？
To a world that is in so much darkness.
能够做这个黑暗的世界里面的这个光吗？
So I want to ask you a question.
所以我想要问你一个问题。
Who is someone in your life that needs to hear the saving gospel of Jesus?
在你生命里有谁需要听到耶稣救赎的福音？
I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to prepare their heart.
我想要你来问这个圣灵来准备预备他们的心。
I want you to ask the Spirit to change their heart.
我要你祷告来求圣灵改变他们的心。
And then you pray for yourself to have the courage to rise up.
然后之后再为自己祷告能够拥有这个力量这个勇气来起身
to bring the gospel out of the church.
把福音带出教会。
We don't need to bring people into the church.
我们不需要把人带入教会。
We need to bring the gospel out of the church.
我们需要把福音带出教会。
So that they will come into the church and become part of the church.
所以他们才能够成为教会的一部分。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父。
Oh Lord, I thank you for the message that you have so burdened my heart for.
我们感谢你，还有你的信息，这个信息一直是在我心里面的。
Lord, if the world is so broken by sin,
神啊，如果这个世界是因为罪而那么破碎的，
if the people around us are living in such deep darkness,
如果在我们周遭的人都活在这么深的暗处里，
How can we not respond to your call?
我们怎么能够不回应你的呼召呢？
Of bringing the gospel out to those in need.
把你的福音带出去给这些需要的人。
Lord, I pray that what you find in this church.
神啊，我祷告祈求，就你在这个教会里所找到的。
You would find that we are a people who are willing to be a blessing to others.
你能找到我们是一群愿意成为别人祝福的人。
That our prayer would be, Lord, make me a blessing to someone today.
对你的祷告会是神啊，请你让我成为今天成为某个人的祝福。
By bringing your gospel to those that we would even not expect
to be interested in you. 能够把你的福音带出去给那些我们认为可能对你不会感兴趣的。
Oh Lord,
神啊,
may your gospel be poured out of this church.
希望你的福音是能够非常永永的从我们教会出去。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.